with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Gird your loins and light your lamps. Be like servants who await their master's return from a wedding, ready to open up immediately when he comes and he knocks. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds vigilant on his arrival. I say to you, he will gird himself, have them recline at table, and proceed to wait on them. And should he come in the second or third watch and find them prepared in this way, blessed are those servants." The Gospel of the Lord. We have today and tomorrow this rather primitive parable about the coming of the Lord, about identifying who Jesus is. Now, today's is very kindly. Tomorrow's has a different message in it. But here we have a revelation of a servant God, the only time that the master will sit or will have his servant sit and he'd wait on them is at the Last Supper, where Jesus washes the feet of his disciples. He is the master, and then he goes on to say, "What I have done, you too must do." It's the only religion of all religions in the world where God, the Almighty, the Creator, is the servant God. God is there to bless us, to understand us, to forgive us, to welcome us, not to destroy us, not to judge us, not to dismiss us, but to understand, to be the servant God. It's an amazing concept. It's difficult for us to grasp that the God to whom we pray is the servant God. Finds us alert, we're aware of God. We live in the presence of God. When we do that, God becomes the caring, blessing, gifting, understanding God. We have to carry this God through this day. And I've often wondered, we'll kind of get back to tomorrow's gospel when we get to tomorrow, but it's a sequel to this, and it's rather interesting to wonder how you blend tomorrow's and today's gospel together. But they're sequenced in the Gospel of Luke. They one follows the others. But walk today in the presence of a God who cares for you, the one who watches over you, who understands you, who is ever present to you, the one who sits and waits on you. It's an amazing thing when we think about a God who sits and waits on us. Be consoled, be uplifted, be enriched in the manner in which you walk through this day, conscious of this God who wishes to bless you, to lead you, to uplift you, to make this day truly meaningful. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer. We pray for peace throughout the world. We pray for the church, the Pope. We pray for our bishop. We pray for our pastor, Father Ricky. We pray for our communities, all those who are hurting in our communities. I promised yesterday, I met a man yesterday, I promised I'd pray for him. I want to bring him into this Mass. He's an undocumented person who's been here for many, many years. He works hard. He works on construction, works every day, pays his taxes, never been in trouble. He's going to the immigration office on Wednesday to register and to try to correct. He's married, he's three kids. I'm going to baptize one of his kids the next couple of weeks. And his wife is documented, his kids are all fine. But he's desperately fearful that ICE will arrest him and he'll lose his family. And he's overcome with fear about this. So is his family. But he'd like to do the right thing. but it's difficult for him to do the right thing now. So I said, no, I promise I will carry you in prayer, and you make sure you call me on Wednesday or have your wife call me to tell me what happened. So carry this good man in prayer today. Decent, honorable fellow. In a way, we need him. He's a servant of the people. To me, he's an image of Christ, hurting, needing our care. So since I promised I'd pray for him, I'm going to pray for him today, and especially I'll pray for him tomorrow, that all would go well. We make these prayers through Christ our Lord. Amen.